I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Hey, we enjoyed reading your piece today on the Players Tribune. You know, when did you, you know, kind of figure out that you wanted to write this letter to, well, both to the people of Seattle and Vancouver?
Honestly, it's, every time that we play against Seattle, there is some comment on social media or, you know, outside of the soccer. And just want people to know that coming from me, from the bottom of my heart, what is that I'm thinking, what is that I am feeling whenever I play against Seattle.
This is your first trip back to Seattle since you returned to MLS, your first trip to CenturyLink Field through 2012. What kind of emotions are you going through today as you make your way to the Emerald City?
Honestly, I'm happy to be back. Obviously, this is different, but I know that Seattle adopted me as their son, you know. And when I play in different teams and different cities, I always think on the fans. And this time, I'm playing against Seattle, so I just want to do my best for Whitecaps because I feel like the fans are being good through the year, you know, through the whole season, and they deserve the best out of me.
The interesting part of this return visit for you is not only is it going to be emotional, and you know, you've had the chance to play for two of the nicer cities, the nicer facilities in Major League Soccer, but it's a monster of a game, too. I mean, you guys have been on fire. You haven't lost in a couple of months. You've taken over first place in the West. Did you, you know, a month and a half ago, did you anticipate this game having this much weight?
Yeah, it's going to be hard. Always, you know, playing against Seattle. They are the last MLS champions. But we know what we're playing against, and we know if we win this game, we're going to be holding, you know, that first place in our conference and getting us closer to the playoffs, which is something that we spoke, you know, at the beginning of the season. That was our first goal, to make the playoffs.
He is Freddie Montero. This is the program with Walker and Rintoul on Sportsnet 650. You talk about this rivalry between Seattle and Vancouver. What did you think of the Whitecaps when you were playing for the Sounders?
I always think it on, you know, on winning the game, scoring the goals, and winning that Cascadia Cup. I knew about the rivalry. I knew that obviously Seattle wants to win every single game, especially this against Vancouver and Portland. But now the history is different. I'm with Whitecaps, and I want to win the games against Seattle and Portland.
It's one thing to be part of a new team and try to score goals for your new club. It's another to feel at home in a city. And one of the things you talked about in the Players Tribune piece was just how comfortable you felt so soon upon arriving in Vancouver. Does it feel like home yet, Freddie?
Well, it's been good, you know. Little by little, my family and I are settling down. But at the end of the day, this is a soccer game, you know. I can say right now that I feel like Vancouver is my home, but right now I am happy to be a part of this team. I'm happy to be living in the city. My family and I are enjoying every single day here.
So I'm new too. Freddie Montero joins us on the program with Walker and Rintoul. I've only been in the city a couple of months. I'm like you. I enjoy it. But I've been to this, so there's this brewery called Andina Brewery. Have you been to it?
No.
All right, well, see, I went there on a whim, and it's owned by a couple of Colombian guys, and the whole thing is, anyway, you got to go. There's my new guy tip to you, Freddie. You got to go to Andina Brewery.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to make sure that we go there.
He is Freddie Montero. What was the turning point for your club? Again, you caught fire all of a sudden. Was it a singular moment? Was it a certain game? Was it a certain goal? Why have you guys been as successful as you are over the last couple of months?
Because the fact that we're playing as a team, we know that every single guy in this team is important, and we know that you can be successful without teammates, you know, like anyone that is playing or starting the game is important, and they want to do the best. If you come to see any practice, we are working really hard. The competition is really high because, like, everybody wants to start the games. Everybody wants to give everything and be a part of the 18 players that the coach is choosing to play the next game.
Freddie, one of the things that's so noticeable is Jordy Reyna and his chemistry that he has developed with you. You look like you two have played together for a very long time. Why does it work so well between you and Jordy Reyna?
It's been good. Obviously, it's been fun to play with players that are showing a lot in MLS. But also, I know that because that's his first year in MLS, he's so hungry, you know, he wants to show up. All his potential, and this time I'm the experienced guy. You know, I want to help him. You know, try to do our best. But I think he has the quality that any other player in Vancouver has. He can go 1-on-1 with any defender. So as a team, we love to give him the ball and try to make him destroy other defenders.
He's one of the guys that's burst onto the scene and really impressed Whitecaps fans. He's become a fan favorite right away, as have you. Is there anybody on this team that you didn't know that much about, but now that you've practiced with them all the year, now that you've played with them all year, all of a sudden you are very, very impressed with his particular game?
As you had to know, Alfonso Davies is a 16-year-old boy that have played for the national team, you know, Canada national team, and he's showing a lot. I think he has a bright future in front of him, but at the moment we know that we need to help him to develop all this potential that he's showing in every game or every minute that the coach is giving him.
Hey, Freddie, thanks for this. Good luck in Seattle. It's a big game for you, obviously emotional, but it's a huge game for the team, huge game for the city as well. Have fun and all the best from us.
Thank you. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a special, and I hope to be present, you know, in the score sheet. Obviously, we want to win, and it's going to be very tough, but we believe that we have a good team to stay in the first place of the conference.